Hello, everyone. So it's time for us to get into what everybody is talking about when it comes to Hulu's current number one show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. My mind was blown. I still don't feel like I need to visit Utah, although I wouldn't mind trying one of those sodas with like all these flavors in it. I mean, I didn't talk about that at all, but it's funny how you can't have coffee, but you could have a highly caffeinated, very heavily sugared soda. You can't drink alcohol, but you can have ketamine. Apparently, plastic surgery is huge. I found out in Utah, and girls get their boobs done at 21 years old. The hair extensions is obviously huge. You could wear makeup. So the coffee and the alcohol, I was very well versed on. And then you're just like supposed to be a virgin and then start shooting babies out. Which I'm not gonna unpack that, or maybe I will as the episode goes on, but it was an interesting watch for sure. And I feel that I'm like everyone else who didn't know that they have soda bars because people cannot drink. And, there's a lot more to Mormonism that is not, definitely wasn't covered on the show because this is about mom talk. But, and mom talk, by the way, is in regards to the show, is eight women, seven, yeah, eight women, seven minus Whitney. And but the women who were swinging, they were not on the show. The only one who was swinging is Taylor. And apparently what happened is basically one night, Taylor was hanging out with, I think, at least or her best friend and his husband, along with her husband. And it might have been more people. But all I know is one night there were four people. Taylor was one of them. I guess one of the guys dared the girls to kiss. And then they just like took it further. And then, so soft swinging means that you do everything but penetration. So it means oral. It's code for oral sex, essentially. So apparently, Taylor caught feelings for one of the guys that she was soft swinging with, and a separate guy caught feelings for her. And then the guy who caught feelings for her, him and his wife are now divorced. And then nothing transpired with the guy that Taylor caught feelings for. And it's like, this is why opening up the marriage is so tricky. And I think one of the most useful, helpful tips is to not be, sleeping with your best friend's husband or sucking your best friend's husband's dick. But, I'm not a sex therapist. I don't know anything about that space. But to me, that should be just common knowledge, because you might cause all of the drama that was caused by that soft swinging where you got two divorces, Taylor's husband and Taylor are divorced. And then her, whoever caught feelings for her, that man and his wife are divorced. So, the soft swinging was a bust. It was a bust. And I don't even think it was that many couples. And nobody that I know of has really gone into it. But it's like, how long were y'all doing this? Were you guys really sucking the same guy's dick? Like, how much rotating was there? And like, there's questions that I would like answers to. And maybe I will, just me saying this out loud, I'm like, maybe I need to get to my Googles, but I don't know if any of that information is out because I certainly feel like I would have heard about it in one of the podcast episodes that I've listened to about the show, but I might have just not listened to the right podcast. But yeah, I think my questions revolve around how long? But Taylor was on Nick Viall's podcast like a while ago. So, and at that time, I think she was only talking about this sw soft swinging. So she probably answered those questions. But yeah, I would love to know how long they were doing this for, how many couples were involved, what the rotation was. Because are you really just supposed to be swapping and sleeping with, or sorry, hooking up with everyone's husband? And then do you like rinse and repeat? Do you go through like 12 men and then go back to man number one and then go through to number 12 and then go back to man number one? Or were you bringing in couples all the time, new couples? Like, yeah, I have questions. And I'm sorry that I'm, revealing those right now, because now I'm damn curious. All right, so I'm going to be talking about three of the biggest scandals, so to speak, or three things that people are talking about the most and that have come out of season one of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And of course, I have to start with one of the biggest assholes we've ever seen on reality TV. And think about how long reality TV has been around and how many people we've seen. I'm talking about none other than Zac Affleck. So, Jen is cute. Zac Affleck, I don't know what is going on with his hair. I don't know what is going on with his face. And I don't know what's going on with his personality. It would have been nice if we saw something to like about him. If we were like, yeah, this guy is crazy. He's abusive, but he's so funny. He's so charming. He's so smart. We can't say any of that. If he is any of those things, we didn't see it. So instead, or me, being cautious, I will say, or in my headline for this episode, I said, is Zac Affleck abusive? Funny, I put a question mark there, right? So we see on, I think it's episode seven, that Zac mentions that he's looking forward to six or seven, doesn't matter, that he's looking forward to gambling in Las Vegas. Now, this Las Vegas trip was a girls' trip, and Zac and Dakota took it upon themselves to accompany the women. Dakota had a very good reason. Taylor was very pregnant, but Zac was there to gamble, okay, instead of taking care of his children. So Zac has gambling is a gambling addiction, allegedly. And Jen said that he has not gambled for 6 months. So she gave him $2,500 because he hadn't gambled for 6 months. And she told him, she's going to be really pissed off if he basically blows that money. That's not how it works. You don't take a gambler or a recovering gambling addict, give them $2,500 and send them off to the casino if you don't want to reignite their, or to wake up their addiction. So, Jen, I already said that. So then Jen mentions the Magic Mike, well, not Magic Mike, the Chippendale show, which is a show featuring male strippers. And Zach tells her that being divorced and taking care of two kids would be kind of tough. So I guess you make the decision. That's what he says to her when she asks him how he would feel if she goes to this male stripper show. So then Jen reaches out to Zach while she's at the show, says she's at the show. He loses his mind. And he sends her a text that it's so crazy how you can't have your phone around cameras because everybody paused their TV and screenshot the text. And I'll read some of it because I definitely don't have the full text. And quite a lot of people read the full text. You get the gist. So he texts her. He goes, seriously, Zach texts this to Jen because she went to Chippendales. He said, quote, seriously, I don't want to hear one more time about your heart. Start taking accountability for your actions and for the situations you put yourself in. You're a grown woman. It doesn't matter your intentions. You were there. And that's the image you portray of yourself, family, church, etc. Everyone you represent on this platform. The fact that we're even having this conversation is sad. Realize how dumb you, and then dot, dot, dot. Like I said, it's a much longer text. So I will pretend that you watch a show. We saw Zach completely lose it because Jen went to Chippendales and she basically left as soon as she walked in. And it was a big fiasco. I'm not going to rehash it. So then Zach tells Jen that he wants to move to New York to go to school. And she says, Jen tells him that she thinks they should stay in Utah because of mom talk, because that's how they make their money. And Zach says, quote, I'm happy with that, but I really don't care. Okay. Like, the man ain't making no money, and he tells his wife he really doesn't care if she wants to stay in the location where she makes all of her money. She has a real, real prize. Poor Jen. So they actually currently live in Arizona. Zach is going to school in Arizona. And apparently what everyone is saying is that Zach's money. His family gave him money for med school, but he gambled away that money. So now everything is up to Jen, all of their income. So after the show premiered, Zach's brother AJ posted the following message on Instagram, according to Reddit. AJ said, quote, Zach is one of the best guys in the world. Ask anyone who knows him personally. I am beyond saddened by the fake manufactured representation of him. I'm extremely disappointed in Hulu, his wife, and these fake girls. This backs up the very reason I decided to never be shown on the show. It's a fake, nasty representation of an amazing religion and people. I pray for my brother and others deeply affected by this nonsense. Zach's mother. This is interesting. I need to go to another page because I don't see all of my notes here. So Zach's mother said, Crystal, said, quote, as someone who has been personally affected by this, let me tell you, Hulu is in the business of destroying marriages and families. So now I pray we could all judge less and love more and let our lights continue to shine to show the world who we really are. Okay, so Zach's brother said Zach is one of the best guys in the world. Ask anyone who knows him personally. You gotta love how a brother is speaking on how his sibling behaves in his marriage, as if Zach's brother is married to Zach. Yes, someone could be, quote unquote, one of the best guys in the world to you as a sibling, and they could be a terror to their spouse. Those are two completely different roles that have nothing to do with each other. Then for him to say that he's extremely disappointed in Hulu and Zach's wife? Why? What did Jen do? And these fake girls? Like, it's not a fake, nasty representation of an amazing religion and people, because this show was not about the Mormon religion. This show was about these married mothers. And the one cast member who's knocked up by her baby daddy. This was not about Mormonism. They barely touch on that in this show. This is about the cast members' relationships, and your brother, Zach, AJ, is one of those people, and he's a piece of shit. And he can't be, quote unquote, one of the best guys in the world and a piece of shit simultaneously. He is just a trash human being, and he knows that Jen can do better, and he knows that he's getting by off of Jen's money, so that's why he doesn't want her around other men. He doesn't want anybody to talk sense into her or scoop her up because he's not bringing anything to the table whatsoever. Next, we got his mom, who's saying that Hulu is in the business of destroying marriages and families, and how she prays that we could judge less. There's no accountability for her raising a piece of shit son. There's no accountability for her son's abusive behavior. This is how he got this way. His mom is an enabler. His brother is an enabler. Both Zach's brother and mother never said that he did anything wrong. Instead, Hulu's the problem. The cameras are the problem, not what happened in front of the cameras, but the cameras themselves are the problem. How the hell is Jen supposed to film season two with her abusive ass, emotionally abusive, and verbally abusive husband? How the fuck is she supposed to film a second season? And I want to see what happens. Or actually, let me rephrase that. Jen needs to leave Zach. Or Zach needs to leave Jen. I don't care who leaves. They need to split up. And I don't need to see it with my own eyes to be satisfied. But I want TMZ to go ahead and report that Jen or Zach filed for divorce. Because I don't like feeling like I'm watching an abusive relationship on TV. That's uncomfortable for us as viewers. And I'm very hopeful that Jen now has so many people in her ear that she won't continue. And I feel bad for her though, which moving right along, I felt so bad for Jen when Jesse and Demi were trying to tell her that Zach is a piece of shit. And that's when, first of all, Jen kept on saying that Zach is just protective. She doesn't like the word controlling. She calls it protective. Bitch, semantics, okay? Call it whatever you want. It's dysfunctional and it's unhealthy and it's typically dangerous when we see this type of behavior. It's typically dangerous. It means that there's usually the abuse is usually not just verbal and emotional. Typically, it's physical. And I don't think that's what Jen is in, but that's what it is typically. So call it whatever you want. It's dysfunctional. But the fact that she doesn't want to cop to him being controlling, she's trying to say it's protective, that was heartbreaking for me. And then Jen says that how he's been the most protective of everybody that she's been with. And then Demi came in with, but you were 20. Oh my gosh. And Jen looked so sad. Like she clocked her. She was like trying to say, don't compare your husband to people before your husband when you were a child, when you dated other people, because you basically got married as a child / at 20, bitch. Like you didn't have any experience. So yeah, it's easy for him to be the best out of what, two people? And then I hated it when Jen said, yeah, basically was saying, yeah, he could be an asshole sometimes, but who's to say another marriage wouldn't be worse? I hate this so much for every woman who thinks this way. Because what they don't realize is they're not happy. And they will be happier being by themselves than to be in something shitty. And I just felt so bad for Jen because she was ganged up upon. And I think she needs to really have like a plan in place for if she does ever leave him. Because the way how he reacted when she went to Chippendales, I don't want to know how he would react if she wanted to leave him. That would be pretty brutal. And I don't mean that in the literal sense, wrong word choice, but that would be pretty bad. If she, like, this man, because she went to Chippendale, said, I don't love you anymore. And then Jen is like, we're good, we're good. We had a long talk. We were up all night. We're good. Oh, boy. I almost feel like I gotta follow this bitch on social media so I could see her announce when she's done with this man, hopefully. Next, number two, like I said, I have three things I'm going to go over. I have Michaela becoming a mother at 16 years old. So Michaela became a mom at 16, and her now husband, was 21 years old at the time. And apparently, or allegedly, they only had sex one time. That's very likely. When you are 16, you're fertile myrtle. If a man is in the same room as you, you might get knocked up. So that's very, very likely. Also, very, very sad. And why is it that you are a man nutting in a woman? You're 21 years old. You're taking a 16-year-old, not woman, sorry, girl, a 16-year-old's virginity, and you're straight up nutting in her as if pregnancy is not a thing. Y'all, like, the very first time you fuck, you nut in her and get her pregnant. Why aren't you using protection? I'm talking about the man. Because was she pressured into this? Were they just really in the moment and then she's pregnant? Like, what? So, what I don't like though is people basically trying to talk about Michaela's husband being 21 at the time and her being 16. Look, that's her husband. They have three kids together, if I'm not mistaken. It's already done. They were together, you know, as well, when she was a child, they're together today. She's trapped, which is what happens to a lot of religious women. They marry whoever put a baby in them. And I just feel like I feel sad for her if people are trying to talk shit about her husband being 5 years older, because she's already in this situation. And, you know, it's like, what type of relationship experience do you have when you're become a mother at 16 and then marry that person at, I think they said 17, 16 or 17. So I feel bad for Michaela. She probably is well aware that she basically lost her freedom and lost her ability to explore because this man, this piece of shit, nut in her when she was a child and she got knocked up the first time. But yeah, I just think it's sad. I don't think we need to be hyper focused in any way on her being 16 and 21 unless we're gonna like go back in time or stop other men from being 21 and 16 in Utah and putting a baby in someone and or having sex with them and or getting married. This religion, which a lot of religions are like that, really enables, supports, endorses, and promotes women being breeders and women getting married young. So, and then you also say that you got to abstain, and all of that is not realistic. So then poor Michaela, by the time she wants to get, you know, her nut, have sex, she's a mom. As a child, I just feel like people like her, they're well aware of what was of that innocence being stolen, that youth being stolen, that precious time. I'm not gonna pile on. You know, I like her from what I could see, but she's like barely a part of the show, in my opinion. And I don't know why she has so many TikTok followers. I didn't see much personality from her at all. I think her body is banging. But, and she has, you know, her skin disease, skin issues that she doesn't know about what the problem is. But, you know, I just think it's sad. I could just put myself in her position. Like, she got knocked up after having sex once, which means the sex was god awful. And then she had to push a baby out. I'm sure she had more sex, but she's already been through it. Like, let's not rake her over the coals. Can we talk about the religion being more of a problem and forcing women to have kids, not have an abortion, and to get fucking married? Like, we need to be dragging that more than we need to be dragging this man. Or we could do both, but I just feel that she already knows. She already knows that her husband, in some ways, took advantage. So I feel sad for her for that reason. And then we got Winnie's husband. So I have typed out, I said, is Connor gay? So word online is that Connor is gay. And I feel that we bully reality TV stars with the gay rumors. I feel like we bully them with this shit. And it feels homophobic to me, not to question his sexuality, but to be so loud and proud about it. Like, if you're questioning his sexuality, question that shit in the group chat. But for everybody to basically have these essentially social media campaigns, just basically everybody talking about how he's gay. Somebody said he changes his hair because for his different profiles because he's gay. A lot of content creators are saying the man is gay. Here's the thing, and they're being hateful about it. They're saying, you know, Whitney deserves it. Whitney's the worst or whatever. Here's the thing. I have a very big problem with Connor having a porn addiction and spending his entire relationship on Tinder sending nudes back and forth to women. I have a very big problem with that. And the reason why I have a problem with that is because I do not believe that you are spending a decade sexting and sending nudes and not fucking and not actually meeting with these people. So I do not believe that this was only online behavior. I do not believe that this did not spill it, what he was doing online didn't escalate offline. And for Whitney to want to believe that is so stupid. As far as his sexuality is concerned, I don't know. I do know some men who are feminine, who are heterosexual. I don't want to be sitting here and claiming that he's a homosexual when I feel like we do this way too often to these male reality TV stars or male stars or whatever. And it's like, you know, I don't know. And I won't say I don't care. I don't like everybody like saying that somebody is gay if they're in the closet, because I just feel like we do this all the time. And it's the speculation slash mocking slash harping on gay stereotypes, and that keeps people in the closet in the first place. So I don't know what the fuck is going on with Connor and Whitney. I just, as I said, I do not believe that he was not sleeping with people, whether he met those people on Tinder or somewhere else. I don't believe that you're sending nudes for a decade. I'm sorry. You're DMing and sending nudes for a decade. And like, the math ain't mathing. Like, why would that be enough for a decade? It's not like if you're messaging and sexting nudes, it's not like those women wouldn't say, come put it in, you know, like Shannon Sharp put this dick in you and stuff. You know, it's not like they're not gonna, like, that's not what we're doing. We're not just sending nudes not to fuck. We're sending nudes so that we could fuck right after. Like, the nudes is a form of foreplay. So it's just bullshit. And even though Whitney is an asshole, I don't think she deserves a gay husband, like some people, like someone said, or I think a lot of people might be mocking her for whatever. I don't think that at all. To me, Whitney is just like a textbook example of somebody who really bought into all these, or really bought into her religion. To the point, and was inexperienced, and then just did what she was supposed to, which is shoot out babies. By the way, which I didn't say yet, which I thought every single time Whitney was on my screen, Whitney looks like Adele. Whitney looks so much like Adele to me. And yeah, I was just very interested. I don't think anybody else made that remark. I don't mean twins, but They definitely resemble, I think. But yeah, I mean, I wish Whitney all the best. I don't know. It bothers me that I feel like these women are supposed to be breeders. Like, let's just call a spade. These women are Mormon women are supposed to be breeders. And I just feel like their women have so much to contribute to the world. I don't think that that's all they should be here. I don't think that that's the only thing a woman is here for is to be a breeder. And I believe that that's what this religion promotes. And they promote it young. And do you understand that if Jen didn't have Zach's kid, she would be more likely to not be with him today? The whole getting married and having kids quickly, guess what that does? It traps women. It traps women. So it's kind of genius. Make these women feel like they have to be with these men so they don't have to co-parent, that they want their kids to be raised in the same household. That gives the man a lot of control. We see it with Jen. So, anyways, is Zach Affleck abusive? Obviously, yes. Does Michaela need to hear about her now husband taking advantage of her? Absolutely no, not. And is Connor gay? I wish we would stop speculating. And by mocking Whitney and saying this is what she deserves and stuff, that's just basic homophobia 101. Nobody deserves to be with someone who is pretending to want to be with them, who wants to be with somebody of a different gender. Like, I don't care what an asshole she is. She wouldn't deserve that at all. But I'm just one person saying this. I'm not new to this, so I know there's going to be other people's husbands on other reality shows, and people are going to say they're gay, and people are going to say that that woman deserves it. And typically, what they're going to say, you deserve it if you couldn't tell and didn't pick up on it, right? Like, there's just certain very derogatory and homophobic comments that people make. And I think we need to just get over all of us need to get over whatever internalized homophobia that we have. If somebody is gay, they're gay. If they're coming home to their partner and they're having a whole double life, that's their partner's business. It's not ours. We gotta like get out of the space of like kikiing and ha-haing and LOLing when we think somebody's married to a gay partner. And again, even if somebody's an asshole, it still doesn't mean that that's what that person deserves. But I am definitely on my soapbox. I am preaching. So I apologize, but I'm like, I'm exhausted by us doing this, you know? If he's gay, he's gay. The problem, like I've said, is this whole structure of these women feeling like they gotta get married and pregnant as children and just gotta breed. Like, that's the main problem. Because who's to say if Whitney didn't feel that she had to breed, and if Connor didn't feel like he had to breed, who's to say if they'd even be together? I don't think these people are really dating, though. I don't think they're dating around. The goal is to just get married and reproduce, but I don't know. I think that I would not be surprised to find out that Connor was actually effing other people, as I already said. I'm not saying men, but I just do not believe any man is investing a decade of his time into Tinder only to sext. So, season two is going to be great. Like I said, it's going to be fake as hell, but it's going to be very entertaining, I think, because this cast is very colorful. And I'm definitely bummed out by Taylor and Dakota. I hate them as a couple just because, like, I'm sorry, Dakota comes across as extremely stupid to me. I think Taylor is also an idiot for being pregnant and our mother now of his child. And I want better for her. And I wonder if she had a good marriage until the very end, but until the soft swinging blew it up. But there's a lot going on with this show for season two to be good. And like I said, I don't give a fuck about hair extensions and the little petty, stupid. Like, Whitney is so dramatic going to a farm, because of the quote unquote drama. And that was such white girl bullshit. It's like, honey, that's not a real problem. Like, the dumbass, let's unfollow, and the dumbass manufactured drama. Whitney needs a lot of therapy because she does a lot of projecting. She's unhappy and she wants others to be unhappy as well because she's holding so much unhappiness inside that she just wants to like spread it out. And she doesn't realize that though. And it's like she thinks, okay, well, let me just have another baby. Like that's going to solve her problems. But it's not. And hopefully she won't be dancing in the NICU again. Like, what an idiot. So, like I said, she's unwell, but that's what makes for great TV, right? And I don't really like that there's drama with her saying she's left mom talking shit. Like, I kind of hate that. Like, I kind of do. I would prefer to see all the women just being together, just having girls' nights and, showing people their labias and that dumbass game. Tell somebody the truth where everybody's talking shit about each other. But yeah, I mean, it's going to make for a very interesting season two. And I wonder if Taylor's husband, not Taylor, if Winnie's husband will even want to be a part of the goddamn season two, because I'm sure everybody's been in his face like, oh, the internet thinks you're gay. All right, y'all. I'm so glad I was able to get through this epi, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.